The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know, I'm so glad that you're with us today because we're continuing our ongoing programs, bringing health information and health opportunities to you to consider. We've consulted with the ISP on safe driving, with Kenny and his unique programs at Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning. We talked to Dr. Mark Hahn, who's a dentist, and incredibly, it was all about breathing correctly through our nostrils and having a healthy, happy, clean mouth. And that's good for our heart and our immune system. And we also talked to the Panhandle Health District Board Chair, Dr. Fletcher. And it was about how they are serving our community health needs, an update on that. And mentioning the Panhandle Health Board, this is the Panhandle Health Board for the five northern counties, District 1, and he's the board chair for the five northern counties. I want to let you know that not this Thursday, but next Thursday, February 20th at 2 p.m. at the Panhandle Health offices in Hayden, there's going to be a really important meeting, and you're invited to attend because the board is going to be voting on what information should be given to parents regarding known harmful potential harm, I should say, in some, not all, in some vaccines. And it's not about saying, taking them away or whatever. It's just they are going to consider how much information parents need to be given for informed consent. Because for some of them, they don't know. They're not told. So anyway, it's an information meeting. They're going to consider it. And if you're pregnant, or you've got kids with vaccines still to come, this might be something, or your grandma and grandpa, something that you may want to attend. Okay, so today, settle in, everybody, because we have a great show coming your way. Cowie Moorhead is here from his Origins Combatives Academy with two of his instructors, Erica Galette and Trevor Riley. I'm looking forward to this conversation. It's all about jiu-jitsu, judo, self-defense, and let's get physical. Let's stay healthy. So, all right, all that after our first break. Sit, stay. We'll be right back.
If you have high blood pressure, you may not see or feel symptoms, but the results of high blood pressure, like heart attack or stroke, are far from invisible or silent. If you don't think this could happen to you, you're not alone. There are about 116 million people with high blood pressure in the United States. Now is the time to take control of your high blood pressure. Talk to your provider at Kiniksu Community Health and keep a happy, healthy heart. Learn more at kchni.org.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too. To help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose. Paid for by Bayer.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway.
why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's P-H-I-L-O TV.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
We have three team members from Origins Combatives Academy. They're here. We're going to start with the owner and the boss and the head guy right here, Cowie Moorhead. Cowie, thank you for being with us today.
Athanas, I appreciate it.
Tell our audience about your business. How long have you been open? Where are you located? What's your mission?
Absolutely. So we've been open for about 4.5 to 5 years now. We just recently closed our location in Clark Fork down and have moved to Ponderay. We're right out there on Hawthorne Avenue next to Dietrich's Coffee there. And we've been there for about 3 months strong now, and our mats are filled. We can't stop it, and we don't want to stop it.
That is excellent. So, so what's your mission? What's your overall purpose in having an academy like this?
Yeah, so with our business of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, our goal is to bring the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu lifestyle to the jiu-jitsu community in our area. So we are very, very on board on bringing the gift of jiu-jitsu to everybody that needs it. We believe that everybody can and should do jiu-jitsu. But unfortunately, the jiu-jitsu world today is it's not about that. It's about just the athletes that can handle it. Where for us, we want to bring everybody in and give them the gift of jiu-jitsu.
So what is Gracie jiu-jitsu? I mean, I suppose that's telling me there are other kinds, but
absolutely,
what is this jiu-jitsu that you sponsor?
Yeah, so the Gracie jiu-jitsu that we're affiliated with, it started back in Brazil. And back in around 1925, the Gracie family modified Japanese jiu-jitsu, judo, into their way of doing jiu-jitsu, which relies on leverage and timing and conservancy of energy, natural body movements. So it really differs because Grandmaster Elio Gracie, who was the founder of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, along with his brother Carlos, he was a pretty frail kid back in his time. He had what we believe is vertigo. So he didn't have the physical attributes to do what his brothers were learning. So he modified Jiu-Jitsu into his brand, if you will. And so with Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, it focuses very heavily on self-defense and fighting, where Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in today that we know it is based more on the competition and sportive side of the art. What we practice is the martial art side of it, where our goal is to give everybody not only mental skills, but physical skills to defend themselves and to live a healthier lifestyle.
Wow. I've got just lots of questions.
Sure.
So you said that the original jiu-jitsu is from where? Japan, did
from
you
From Japan,
say?
Yes. Starting many, many years, but the samurai.
Many centuries,
yeah, the samurai
right?
are kind of accredited to the jiu-jitsu that we see.
And so in Brazil, this family, and specifically this one son, changed that mm-hmm. into more of a sport. They changed it into a different kind of jiu-jitsu. Is this for all ages?
For everybody, right? From the young to the old to the big to the small. If you have physical ailments, if you have mental ailments, it's for everybody.
So even if you're not doing it per se for self-defense,
sure.
You could do it just for your general health. What is happening in your body when you practice Gracie Jiu-Jitsu?
Yeah, so not only the physical obvious is you're moving your body, you're doing aerobics, you are moving your body in ways that sedentary people don't do, right? So you're being physically active in a very safe way, and you get a good sweat going, right? But not only is it for physical fitness, it's also for mental and a lot of spiritual as well. So when you're on the mats with us, not only are you getting your mental brain working, right? You're getting some exercise in that way, thinking of almost like a chess match, but also you're moving, you're physical with somebody else, your partner, and you're getting the sweat going, you're getting your muscles moving. So it has a lot of different attributes.
Wowza. So I heard one other thing I want to ask about before I move on
sure.
to two of your instructors that we have with us, right? Erica and Trevor. And that is, you said jiu-jitsu in Japan is judo. I mean,
yeah.
See, that's just like totally, that was one of my questions.
Yeah.
What's the difference between jiu-jitsu and judo?
Right. So it depends on who you ask. But from the research that I've done as well as my teachers, Jiu-jitsu was started with the samurai, and a man by the name of Jugoro Kano started modifying that into what we know as judo. Now, in Brazil at that time of Gracie Jiu-jitsu coming into play, both words were synonymous. Judo and jiu-jitsu were the same art. It was just being branded differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the differences now that we see is Gracie Jiu-jitsu, it has six pillars, where judo and Japanese jiu-jitsu stick more to the traditional side of two pillars, if you will.
Okay.
So that's the main difference.
All right. So we don't know those pillars yet, but they are different.
Right. They are.
I'm assuming. Erica, welcome to the program. One of our instructors at Origins Combatives Academy, located over in Ponderay, right? Did you say? Awesome. So Erica, what do you teach? What kind of classes are you involved in?
Yeah. So I help mainly with the kids' classes. So our littles kids and then our older kids as well. I do also help a little bit with the adults, but I'm mainly there as a uke for the instructor that's
What's
teaching.
Uke? Is that instructor?
It's an assistant.
An assistant.
Yes.
Okay, an uke. I love this. I love language, but I won't remember it. So you're mostly with the kids. Explain to our audience what the difference is, generally speaking or specifically, between working with kids and working with adults.
Right. So with the kids, it's a lot more playful, I notice. And kids, they want to know. Like, they know that bullies exist, right? So they want the truth, but it's a little bit less straightforward than you are with the adults.
Straightforward in what way?
So with adults, if you're teaching something, you might say, oh, they can punch you in the face from here. But with kids, you might say, they can reach your face. So it's a little bit more playful, and it's a little bit more buttered up, I might say.
So the question that just popped into my head, Erica, is that jiu-jitsu
yes.
is like self-defense. So it's not necessarily attacking mm-hmm. unless someone is coming toward you. So for kids, they wouldn't be using this against someone. It would just be a mental process of being. What would it be?
So it is a lot mentally and verbally asserting yourself with the kids, but it is also physical jiu-jitsu at the same time, because we're trying to teach them how to defend themselves against
right,
bullies,
right?
So we don't necessarily say, oh, we're teaching you how to fight somebody.
Right.
We teach them jujitsu in a way that they learn how to use it to defend themselves or somebody else. So when we're teaching them something, we're saying, if someone is being bullied, you can step in. And that's where they use their verbal jujitsu.
I was just going to ask that the first line of defense is verbally saying something. Give our audience an idea of what a child or a young person stepping in to defend themselves or someone else, what might they say to diffuse the situation? Is that a one way to look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. So a drill that we do with the kids a lot is if someone is, say, pushing them, right? We tell them, we stand up straight, you look at them and say, don't you ever do that to me again. Or if someone else is being bullied.
It's a good line. I may write that. Not that I get a lot of people pushing me around, actually. Anyway.
Also, if someone is being bullied, someone else, we teach them how to step in between mm-hmm. and say, hey, you need to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have those two main lines that we teach them just so that they have something to fall back on. But we do highly encourage them to role play it a little bit and make something up in their head. Like, hey, you need to leave them alone. They're minding their business. You need to mind yours. So we encourage them to come up with their own phrases. Mm-hmm. But we do also have those two main ones that we supply to them.
That is so awesome to help young people, kids especially, and teenagers even, to use words to be their first line of defense and
absolutely.
To also step in for other people. I like that so much. You probably have, do you have families? Trevor, let me direct this to you. First of all, do you teach kids also or do you focus on adults?
I do. I help out with the kids programs as much as I can and the adults as well. I like helping out as much as I can.
Is that uke? What was that word?
Uke, yeah.
Uke. So you're an uke.
I am, yeah.
And so you work the kids and adults. Do you favor one group over the other for when you're doing it, or is it pretty much the same for you?
I wouldn't say favor, but I do tend to have a lot of joy when I'm helping the kids because seeing their faces, seeing their joy brings me joy. So I wouldn't say favor one over the other. But I love teaching the kids, and I love teaching the adults, seeing that same face of, oh my goodness, what have I been missing out on my whole life? That's what I love seeing that experience. So I wouldn't say favor. They're yeah. both very rewarding, very awesome to help on.
It's like empowering them in a way that perhaps they had never understood was available to them.
Exactly.
Kids do feel, I mean, just think of standing, you know, when you're this tall with a bunch of adults, even if those adults are loving and family, it can be kind of intimidating. It doesn't make you brave in, without being given the resources to be brave. Either it's your words or the confidence that your parents put in you and that, you know, we're here for you and all the things. I love you, you know, all the things we do to give them more power in their situation. So you're empowering kids. I like that so much. And you do too.
I do, yes.
How young are the kids that you work with?
So the youngest we work with is our 3 to 5-year-olds. We have a little, the mat munchkins, little running around the mats. And those they get a little rowdy. And it's awesome to just see them have fun and just enjoying life.
They have a lot. And how old is your oldest student? Do you happen to know, or what decade at least, if not specific?
The oldest I think we've had was... how old was Miss Janine? What, 70, 76?
We quite often have older folks coming in to learn Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Right now, currently, our oldest is 74. Oh. She's taken a little hiatus because she's on a missions trip, but 74 has been our oldest so far. But we consistently have 50-year-olds in there as well. Yeah,
that is so awesome. Well, listen, we're going to take our first break right now. And when we come back, I'm interested in, for all three of our guests, on how you got into this as a career and how you got into Sandpoint to be the one that you're practicing this here in Sandpoint. If you grew up here, or you moved here. So all that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, or for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Pend Oreille.
Oh, Sandpoint, let me count the ways. Not sure how to express your love this Valentine's Day? Our intentional, handmade, heartfelt gifts and delicious Valentine's Day baked goods will warm your sweetie's heart. At Winter Ridge, we have a wide selection of beautiful, uplifting, and genuine sentimental items for you to bring home to your special someone. Whether you make it or you buy it, it will have come from you, and that means a lot. Winter Ridge, your community choice, at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Lowe's knows that free is just better. That's why MyLowe's Rewards is free to join. As a member, you earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases, get exclusive free gifts, and earn free shipping at Silver Key status, all on top of weekly member-only deals. Don't wait. Join MyLowe's Rewards for free today and start saving more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fed incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, we are bringing it to you today with Origins Combatives. It's an academy in Pend Oreille, right here in our communities, and they are an academy of jiu-jitsu and judo and self-defense all in there for kids and adults. And we have the team, or part of the team, we have Cowie Moorhead here, Trevor Riley, and Erica Gallette. Is that correct? I get it? The yes. Italian? All right. Welcome back in, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here. First of all, let's start. I'll start with you, Cowie. How did you get to Sandpoint? How did you get into this as a career?
Yeah. So as a career, I didn't have a choice. I started martial arts when I was 3. So I kind of like what, like with these folks here, they start, other than Erica, Trevor started a little bit later in his life, right, as his young age. But for me, I don't know what it's like to not have martial arts. My dad was my first teacher, and I never stopped. How I got to Sandpoint, though, was I met my wife in Georgia. I moved from Hawaii to Georgia and lived there for a career for a little bit. And then my wife and I grew up homesteading. So my wife and I wanted to find a place where we could go and homestead and live a healthy lifestyle outside of the cities, right? So we moved here about 6 years ago and haven't looked back.
Wow. From Hawaii to Georgia, that's a whole nother conversation.
Whole different world.
That is really, I don't know how that happened. I'm just thinking she could have moved to Hawaii. You know, that.
No, okay.
And you're in the right place for homesteading.
Definitely.
Welcome to Idaho. How long have you been here?
Six years now. Yes.
That is awesome. Erica, the same question. How did you get started in this? And is this your career, or is this just something you're doing while you school or organize for something else?
Yeah, so I very much want to turn this into a career for myself. I want to do this for the rest of my life, if I'm able. And I got into it, so I've always been interested in teaching in some way or another. Even before I started jiu-jitsu, in gymnastics, I would look at the coaches and be like, oh, that looks cool. But once I started jiu-jitsu, and especially once I got a little bit older, because I started when I was 7, so I was just doing it.
Yeah.
But once I got a little bit older, I started to really see how much of a difference a good coach can make and how much of a change you can make in someone's life just by teaching them jiu-jitsu and how much it can change just the little things.
You know, just talking to the three of you, just this briefly, you all have the hearts of teachers. You are teachers because what you know, you want to share. It's just, it's like an automatic thing. You just can't hold it to yourself. You have to let everybody know.
Absolutely.
Trevor, Riley, how about you? When did you get started? And are you from Sandpoint, or how did you get here?
So I was born and raised in Tennessee. And about 12 years ago, my family and I moved up to Idaho, and we've been here ever since. And how kind of I got started into martial arts, jiu-jitsu, and all that is my brother and I were always kind of like rowdy. We always like kind of rolled and wrestled each other.
Oh, you're a boy. Being
boys, right? And so we always had a love for martial arts. So watching like movie shows, and my dad would always have like UFC fights or just something on the background in some form of fashion. So when I started, I was 16 years old, and I started training. I wasn't really sure about it at first, and after I did two classes, even the first class, I'm like, this is what I want to do. Wow. I knew immediately. I'm like, this is what I've been missing, basically.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Erica, I didn't ask you. Okay, so Hawaii to Georgia to Idaho, Tennessee to Idaho. I don't know exactly how this happens, but it's very cool. Where did you come from?
So I was born in Missouri, actually, and we moved out here when I was 3 years old. So I've been here as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
But I am technically from Missouri.
Yeah, born in Missouri, but you've got a heart for Idaho. All of you do. All right, when we were on the break, Cowie, we were talking about something that I have thought, that jiu-jitsu and judo, they were really just, you know, full-on, like, attack martial arts,
sure.
Throwing people down on the mat.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem to be anything that I could relate to or would want to relate to. Might not even want to send a grandchild there. Right. I don't know. So straighten us out on what is the truth about this?
Absolutely. So the misconception, or you know, the disservice that jiu-jitsu gets, is it's just a rough and tough sport, mm-hmm. that people get in there and they get after it and they wrestle around and injuries happen and it's for the strong. That's not what it is at all. So Grandmaster Elio Gracie, he only weighed 140 pounds.
Wow.
I only weigh 150 pounds. Again, he was sickly as a kid, right? So he has a quote, and his quote says, "My jiu-jitsu is not for the strong. It's for the weak to be able to defend themselves," mm-hmm. right? So jiu-jitsu nowadays, though, it looks as that because it's kind of like football or wrestling. The jocks are doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks very aggressive, very rowdy. But what we're teaching, especially the kids, is to fight fire with water. So even though, yes, we have striking in our programs for jiu-jitsu, which is not common in jiu-jitsu, we are teaching them how to de-escalate situations and then defuse them. If they have to go hands-on with somebody, whether it's an adult or child, we don't need to use our fists to bloody somebody up. We control somebody, and we're gently talking to them because we are in control of our minds and our bodies. So the misconception, again, it's I wouldn't want to send my grandson there because he's just going to get beat up. That's not what Gracie's
going to learn.
Exactly. How to be the bully, right?
Be the bully.
How to be the bully. But that's not what it is at all. the simple fact of it is a child or an adult will never stand up for themselves if they don't have the confidence. But here's the thing. If they don't have the skills to back up the confidence, they will never do it in the first place, right? Let's say we're at a job party, right? We're at a party for our workplace. And maybe the boss or a coworker is getting too rowdy, maybe too touchy with us. If we don't have the confidence behind our skills, we don't have the skills behind our confidence, we will never say anything. But here's the thing. Unlike most martial arts where they teach you how to punch and kick only, jiu-jitsu doesn't rely on that. So if you were at a job function and maybe there was a person that was drinking too much, would you hit them in the face? Most likely not. But with jiu-jitsu, we don't need to hit anybody. Right? So it is truly called jiu-jitsu, translates into the gentle art, right? Mm-hmm. So it's truly a gentle art.
I love the quote, and I don't know where it came from or if you made it up, that you fight fire with water.
Right.
I like that a lot. That really resonates for me on what you're talking about. And the other thing is, I'm wondering, it seems to me that what is the concept? It's just coming into me now. What's that concept? If a force is coming with you and you lean, you don't have to lean that far and you deflect it. It's that energy goes past. Yes. Is that a part of what
it
happens?
It is. So what's crazy is the word jiu-jitsu. It means gentle art, but it also means to yield and flexibility, right?
Yes.
So think of it like a creek, and there's a rock in the middle of the creek. That creek's not going to push the boulder over, but it's going to go around, right? So let's say somebody is choking you from the front and they're pushing you back towards a wall. If we try to push back into that, especially if that person is much bigger than us and even hitting us, it's not going to work, right? But we yield to it and we go with the momentum in order for us to defend ourselves, maybe throw them, maybe duck under the choke and get away altogether. But it's yielding. Ju means to yield.
You know, that is, I can almost picture it that if instead of pushing back against whatever is coming toward you, but to kind of move with it,
right?
You can, that energy will somehow go around you or get dissipated.
Right.
Or something.
Utilizing
leverage. Of
course,
leverage. I don't know what I'd do after that, but that would be the next lesson with Erica.
Right.
Okay, it's yielded, but the person is still there.
Yeah.
No, okay. Not so much, I mean, I'm not really thinking for myself in self-defense. I'm just thinking about staying mobile, flexible.
Yes.
And mentally powerful.
Here's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Is when Grandmaster Elio Gracie died, he was in his late 90s.
Wow.
And he was, so the story that goes, so my teachers are the Gracies themselves, his grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And the stories they were telling me as his grandchildren, he was doing jiu-jitsu, sparring, rolling around with his sons the day he died.
Wowza.
Yes.
That is so good. You know, that really is, that's an aspiration that I think everyone should have and work at. I work at it, is to, you know, God is the one who knows the number of our days, but to be strong and confident and healthy and well for you and the Lord.
Absolutely.
For all of those days to do what you're called to do, like teach jiu-jitsu or whatever. That's the way we want it. I like that so much. All right, let me see. Trevor, let me get you back in on this one. For the people that you teach, I mean, what are you looking for in their, see how to phrase this, the weakness that they might bring to you? Maybe they're not confident, maybe they're unsure, maybe they feel like they're not big enough. How do you build on that to have them have the confidence and then the skill set to use it?
Yeah, so a lot of people come in, kids especially, they come in really like they beat up on themselves, like they're using their words against themselves, judging them, like, oh, I'm not good enough, I'm
exactly.
not strong enough, fast enough, and all this. And the best way we can basically show them that they are good enough is after doing little fun drills, playing little games with them, we step in as coaches and drill with them. And we put a little bit more pressure, a little more resistance, and showing them basically like, look, it is working. Look, you can do it on an adult and it's still working. And then we take that same, whatever drill we're doing, whatever game we're playing, we take that same thing and then have them do it with maybe a little bit more advanced kid that we trust. And then we say, okay, now go try it for real this time. And then them seeing it themselves that what they are doing is working and is protecting them is a good way that we can basically show them, like, you're not the worst. You're not basically trash.
You're not what everyone they think you are.
Yeah, everyone has worth, and everyone there that shows up or even if they don't show up, you are important, and you have like a purpose. You have something special like within you.
You know, I think everybody brings that into whatever they're doing. They walk into anything that's new, and you feel like you maybe shouldn't be there, and this is beyond you. At any age, it can happen. So this is just another way for people to gain confidence in themselves. I like that a lot. We're going to take a break, but before we take that break, I want to let you know, a lot of our listeners, you guys out there, you can't stay for the whole program. I know that you're, you know, getting in and out of your car, you're getting back from lunch or whatever you're out there doing. And so I want to encourage you to know that full recordings of all of my programs are at northidahoradio.com. You can just navigate to the live noon hour button, and then you navigate to Speak Up North Idaho, and there I am. All of the programs are there, including this one. This one will post probably sometime tomorrow, so you can get in on anything that you may have missed. If you're interested, and I have a feeling a lot of you are, then you won't miss anything if you have to get out of your car and go back to work. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
You show up every day ready to work, and so should your gear. North 40 Outfitters has the gear that works as hard as you do. For a limited time, get 25% off workwear from Carhartt, Smith & Rogue, Noble Outfitters, and more. Refresh that toolbox, outfit your shop with savings on Black Diamond hand tools, benches, compressors, and more. And don't forget to stock up on Norma rifle ammo with savings up to 43%. Everything you need to get the job done right at North 40 Outfitters. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Why shop Winter Ridge? Since July 5th, 1997, we've grown and changed alongside you. We know your name, and we make you, and you make us, feel right at home. We know you invest in yours and your family's health. Just look for the community choice tags, sign up for our loyalty membership, and receive reward points that you can use to buy groceries. You will receive member-only coupons throughout the year. Good food should be accessible, affordable, and fresh. Get more for your dollar at Winter Ridge.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
At the co-op this week, we have some new arrivals and old standards. Make sure you're prepared for winter driving. At the co-op, you'll find road flares, flashlights, traction sand, winter clothing, fire extinguishers, snack foods, emergency lights, and much more. Patty has brought in bat houses and bird feeders from Nature's Way. These beautiful wood constructions are suitable on the farm and in the city. We now carry airtight storage containers from OXO. Maybe now is the time to organize that pantry before spring. Finally, remember the co-op has a great selection of consignment saddles with several styles and prices to choose from. Now is a great time to come in and visit the co-op and see how we can help make this rural life a little easier. the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, coopgasandsupply.com.
News Talk 97.1.
We have got it going on here with the Origins Combatives Academy. It's right here in town. Well, it's in Ponderay. And they will teach the kids, mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, if they're interested, they will teach and train and help you become confident with jiu-jitsu and judo and self-defense. And those are self-defense. You know, I want you, please, Cowie Moorhead, who is the owner and founder of Origins Combatives, instructor Erica Gaiety is here, and Trevor Riley is here, two instructors. So talk to our audience again, Cowie, about how this is for everyone. It's just such a revelation to me.
Right. We look at martial arts as the scary, punchy, kicky type of thing. Obviously, with the rise of the UFC and cage fighting, we think just pure violence. And even though martial arts does revolve around violence, there's a way and a formula that it can be taught to people to learn how to deal with violence without getting hurt, right? So that's what Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is all about. So for us at Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Sandpoint Origins Combatives, we're affiliated with Gracie University, which is at the forefront of figuring out ways how to bring jiu-jitsu to everybody, all walks of life, in a very clean and safe way, where that's not the normal thing with jiu-jitsu. Our goal is, it doesn't matter if you have disabilities, it doesn't matter if you're older or younger or unconfident. You come through our doors, you're met with all of our instructors and our receptionists with the utmost respect and love. And when you get brought on the mats, you're scared. Yeah. You might have had to talk your way into, like, talking yourself into going through the door. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, as soon as you come through the door, the last thing you think is violence. You almost walk into our academy and go, this looks like a spa, but there's mats, right? Because that's the difference.
It might be a spa. Do massages? You need to open up another whole
I need to open up another part of it, don't I?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. But when you get on those mats, we have an instructor there for you every step of the way to very gently and kindly, with your consent, showing you the moves, showing you how your body can move. And you leave there, every single person we've had leaving there goes, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that learning violence could be such a safe, fun, and clean way of doing it when we look at martial arts as just violence, right?
I still love your phrase, to fight fire with water.
Right.
That just really says it for me. It's such a mindset of yielding and yet being powerful in the yielding for a purpose. Does insurance ever cover any of the costs of attending?
It could. We have never had anybody come into our academy and say, hey, I have this insurance, doctor's note, things like that. Because we're so open to everybody, that never really comes up for us. Now, I'm sure if that day comes, my receptionists and my wife, who's my business partner and owner, she will handle that when that day comes, right? But because it's so open to everybody,
Yeah. We
don't really have to worry about that. Now, yes, our schools.
I've never seen insurance or anything, but, you know, you never know what might change.
Right.
If insurance could move more toward prevention and less toward just straight up treatment,
right.
I think that would be a good thing.
Prevention over treating it is always the better bet,
always better.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They need to be paying for that. I know that you have some discounts on some programs for first responders and military, and that's correct, right?
Yes, that is true. Yes, our whole goal with Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Sandpoint is to serve the community. So why not help out those that serve us and give them a better option to come in and train with us, right?
Yeah, amen. Give our listeners an idea of your schedules, when you're kind of open, early, late, and generally what the costs are.
So with our schedule, we're open Monday through Saturday. We are typically open in the early afternoon, and we go till 9 o'clock at night, right? We have
so
classes.
So like 1 p.m. or 2 p.m.?
Yes, so about 2 p.m. on is when our classes are actually taking place.
Until when did you say 10?
I think our last class is at 8:30. It finishes at 8:30.
Okay.
So we have a class for everybody. If you get off work, you're a little late, we have a class there for you. Regarding our membership, so we have different types of packages that you can do because we offer so many different martial arts. We offer, obviously, our shtick is Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We offer judo. We offer weapons classes. We offer striking classes. All those arts.
Striking.
So the hi-ai, ki-ai, ha-ha-ha, right? our striking program is martial arts that I have taken and have black belts in over my course of my life. And we bring it into our, what we call our striking class or MMA class, right?
Do you break wood?
We don't break any wood, no.
What does that? Is that a different kind of...
It does nothing.
It's all for show.
It's a show to show your power. We don't believe in that. I'll probably break my hand on that board before I break that board, right? Absolutely. No. Our whole thing is real life application. Even though, yes, we have professional fighters that train with us, professional cage fighters, amateur cage fighters. We have those people that train with us. We teach those things, but we don't cater to those athletes. We cater to the everyday Joe that comes in. And Trevor over here is one of our athletes, but he does the exact same thing that everybody else does, but yet he's fighting for a title soon, right?
Ooh.
So that's what we're about.
Is that like we have a little bit of time. What kind of a title will you be fighting for? Or what's...
An MMA title is it's basically a mixed martial art. So it's you can do judo, jiu-jitsu, striking, all of that. And right now I'm going for an amateur title.
Okay.
Title shot. And if I win, I get the belt, the prize, and then continue from there.
So Miss Marshall, what's the purpose? Somebody else is with you on the mat or in the cage or whatever, and you are to what? Get them
so
past a certain area or down and hold them? What's the
So
purpose?
With MMA, you normally are in like a cage, a little closed off area with you and one other person, and then you go until the other person taps, submits, says they're done, or you choke them out, or basically get them to say stop.
Do you have any protective gear, like anything on your head?
Yeah, so a lot of organizations have headgear, but the one I'm in has gloves and shin pads. So it protects like the sharp objects in
there. But not your head?
Not your head for this one.
Okay. Okay. That sounds a little dangerous to me. I wouldn't want to get kicked in.
No, that one, it's a very select few that choose to do that. And I choose to do it because I want to test myself to see how far I can take myself.
Okay, well, all the best to you. Will we get to see this on YouTube or something?
You can, you can look it up on YouTube. You can go to the...
What are we looking up on YouTube?
So you can type in Proving Grounds MMA. Type in my name, Trevor Riley Cage Fight, and...
Okay.
You can find those online.
Awesome.
And just keep going because I'll keep fighting.
All right. All the best. Well, listen, we just got about a minute left. Cowie, tell our audience again where you're located, what your hours are, and how they can get. Can they just walk in and get information?
Sure.
Or how does it work?
Yeah. So our address is 763 Hawthorne Avenue. You're going to see our big Gracie Jiu-Jitsu sign. It's right next to Dietrich's Coffee. You can just walk on in, or you can go online to our website, Origins Combatives, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Sandpoint.com, and you can schedule a consultation with us, an intro class with us, or you can just walk on in. You're going to meet one of our lovely receptionists. They're going to give you a tour, get some paperwork written out for you, and then have you meet one of our instructors.
I don't know where Hawthorne is. Where is it? I mean, it's cross street or off of Highway 2.
I would say it's across the street from Kootenai Cutoff.
Oh, okay.
The Dietrich's Coffee is there. And then all those new warehouses that are going up right there in Ponderay.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is. I know where that is. It's off of 200.
Right.
So you turn right off of 200 on the Hawthorne?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I think I know where it is. All right. Well, see, road numbers or road names don't mean anything to me. It's like it's across the street from the cutoff.
Right.
It's next to the coffee place. Yeah. You see it all the time on your way to wherever you're going to Hope. Highway 200.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, thank you so very much. I just appreciate you guys being I learned a lot. I think our audience did too. At least I hope they did. Absolutely. Thank you for being here, Cowie. Absolutely. All the best to you, Erica. Thank you for being here. Can I ask you how old you are? You look like you're 14 to me, but
I'm 15.
Well, I wasn't that far off.
You were close.
I thought you were young, but I didn't think. I thought you were going to tell me like 17 or 18 or something. Anyway, okay, awesome. Trevor, all the best to you on your mixed martial arts. We'll try to look you up on YouTube and see how it goes. If he wins, he gets to come back.
He gets to go, okay,
us. You
awesome.
All can come back, but he can tell us he won or whatever it is that you got the belt. All right, everybody, that's it for today. Thanks for being with us. Come on back next Tuesday. We're going to be talking with two leaders from Valor High School. They are expanding. They are thriving and surviving here as a private high school in Sandpoint. So until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying, please take care of yourself. Drive slow out there. Love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.